This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
I wonder what people do think about that. Right, Ed Miliband. He's going to be speaking in the city later today. The Labour leader is expected to urge the banking sector to change to a different path or face further isolation from society, greater public anger and an economy which does not pay its way in the world.
And this speech comes a day after his brother, Ed Miliband, warned the Labour Party that they cannot afford to lose the support of the business community. So does Ed Miliband need to pay attention to his brother's advice? Does he stand the risk of alienating those he could do with having on his side?
Yeah, Graham Morris is an MP for Easington. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Nikki.
Hi, and Richard Hillgrove, an expert on personal branding, Labour Party member, worked on campaigns for Tony Blair. Hello, Richard.
Good morning.
What did you make of Richard Hillgrove? What did you make of David Miliband's article? It's interesting, isn't it, the inference that it's quite wrong for people like Neil Kinnock to say, oh, we've got our party back. It's dangerous to get into that position because New Labour was not just a concoction. It kind of was there for a purpose.
I think David Miliband is obviously is timing his releases and what he says very carefully. He's showing that he's not against what Ed's doing, but clearly he is. And everyone's aware of that. I mean, 70% of Labour Party members don't want Ed Miliband in the job. And he's even upset the people who let him creep into power, the unions. So the unions have said, get lost, basically. So I think as an individual, he has no credibility whatsoever. And it's really time to go.
Wow. I was quite expecting that. Graham Morris, react to that.
Well, I completely disagree with that analysis. I've read David Miliband's article, and frankly, there's quite a number of strands in the article where he finds common cause with his brother, not least in relation to the role of the city. You know, he recognises we had an over reliance on the financial sector.
Yeah, Graham Morris, but pardon me for coming in, but, you know, remember the article that he wrote for The Guardian when Gordon Brown was Prime Minister and people were coming on saying, oh, no, he agrees with the Prime Minister. But it's all about reading between the lines and the subtle political speak that is used and the signs, you know?
The right-wing media, you know, the Murdoch Press, The Mirror and The Express, they will...
The Mirror?
Sorry, the Mail, they will try and, whoever the leader is of our party, they will try and undermine their position, look for splits, look for a way to attack us from the right.
Graham, so you can't have a leader that doesn't operate in the real world. You've got someone like Ed Miliband who's basically creating an incitement to class hatred. If you're talking about banks that aren't funded by the taxpayer, how on earth can you start creating a system?
Well, you see, Richard, I fundamentally disagree because my pitch isn't to the banks. My pitch is to the 4.5 million people who voted Labour in 97 and perhaps the 37 million others who don't vote for our party. And I think with the policies that Ed's looking at the moment... I think we've got a good chance of securing victory.
And the problem is, 17 months into being the leader,
I'm afraid.
17 months into being the leader, he's just had another relaunch. That's a sign of failure. He's not bringing anyone together. If 70% of Labour Party members see this person as uncredible, he should be out. And it's a kiss of death that Neil Kinnock is now backing him.
Well, you see, I completely disagree because my point that I made a little earlier is whoever is Labour leader, and you know, you seem to have a propensity for some of the Blairites, that then they will be subject to the same level of criticism by the right-wing media. I think what we need to recognise is why did the electorate, forget about the banks and the city, why did people switch off the Labour Party in 97? From 2001 and then in 2010. And to my estimation, and, you know, I'm a Labour MP, I get around the place, I listen to what people say. It's not about, you know, it's not about that we're not close enough to the banks. People are concerned about rises in tuition fees. They're concerned about the state of the National Health Service. No one's arguing for... expanding PFIs or creating a two-tier education system.
The problem is Ed Miliband lives with sound bites that are fed to him by opinion polls. He'll echo the coalition if it suits him, and next minute he'll lurch back to the left where he really occupies that ground. If you're going to start attacking the banking sector, through class hatred. Is he going to have a go at the footballers for their pay next?
I'm not suggesting a kind of a class war.
But do you think it should be? We're out of time on this, but I want to get a last point from you because I'm so sorry we're out of time. But do you think he should be business friendly, Graham Morris?
Well, I think we need to have some basic principles, and you know if we don't have some basic principles, then it's a kind of complete abrogation of our role as a political party.
Business has left.
Need to be business friendly, but we need to recognise the mistakes of the past and the
over-reliance
on the financial sector.
And the abuses of the bankers
in terms of bonus.
Thank you both very much indeed. Have a lovely weekend. It's 8:47.
On DAB Digital Radio, digital TV, downloads and online. This is BBC Radio 5 Live. 5 Live Breakfast. With Nikki Campbell and Rachel Burden.